Mac and Hunter.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
This will wake you up. Jesus.
Yeah. A little metal in the morning.
Woo! Woo! You sound like a choo-choo train. It's 7:48. Let's talk some football this weekend. Obviously, you label yourself as a Bears fan, I guess. Is that?
I started liking the Bears
back in '85.
Yeah, right. Back in '85. You know, you can call me a bandwagon fan, but yeah. I have my favorites. I like the Bears. I like the Patriots. Yeah. I like the Lions.
Yeah.
I like Green Bay. I had a Green Bay starter jacket when I was a kid, man. I was a fan of Green Bay.
Yeah. Feels good being a winner, doesn't it?
You know, I'm more of like I like players, man.
Yeah, yeah. You're kind of just a fan of the game in as a whole.
I should just get an NFL t-shirt with all the teams on it. Who's your team? That one this week.
This one. Right. I like this guy. This guy from this team. Wait, I'm going to get you one of those.
I'm a fan of good games. How about that?
I'm sports number one fan. Right. Go sports. It was a good weekend for Packers fans. Mm-hmm. We just smoked the Giants.
Yeah, which is crazy, man. Eli usually plays good in the playoffs. I'm not a huge fan of Eli.
He's beaten the Packers. He has just as many, well, now not just as many, but going into this game this weekend, he had just as many wins, playoff wins at Lambeau as Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, wow.
Too. Because the last time he was there, he beat Favre, and then he beat Rodgers so the time before that was Favre, then he beat Rodgers the second time.
I feel like he just plays like crap sometimes, and then sometimes he's just on fire, man.
It was, well, that was a whole team breakdown. We absolutely crushed their secondary.
Right.
Rodgers picked him apart. I mean, he was four straight scoring drives. It just was killing it, man. 362 yards.
Come on, man.
Insane. Of course, that bomb.
I was gonna just say, man, he did it again. And you know what's crazy
Rodgers,
is the bomb that he threw before against Detroit. He set it up exactly how I did with Detroit.
Yeah.
He steps back, the 5-step drop, hitches out to the right.
Lets the pocket break down.
Right.
And it's almost like he waits for it. He waits for that pocket to break down.
Mm-hmm.
He does. He spin moves out to the right where he is the most deadly quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes to the right, he cannot be stopped. End of story.
Right when he did that hitch step too, to launch that ball, I'm like, no, dude, he's gonna do it again. And I just had that feeling like, no, there's no way he's gonna do it again,
and he does it.
Sure enough.
And the thing is, like, I understand some of those bombs. There's luck involved in there.
Yeah,
you can
sure.
set up a Hail Mary
for
all
sure.
you want, but the fact that this is the fourth one. The fourth one.
You know what I will say about his bombs, though, that are different than other bombs in the end zone? The way he throws it, man. He throws it. It's like a punt. He throws it straight up into the air.
Yep.
He gets it so high. So, like, the ball angle coming into the end zone, it's unpredictable.
That's hard to bat away. When it's coming down like that, that is a hard ball to bat away.
Right.
And when your receivers have time to eyeball that up, you saw Cobb do it.
I mean,
he got himself out.
Right in the basket,
oh,
man.
My God.
You know, we've all played the game 500.
Yeah.
Jackpot. And you know, the balls that go straight up in the air and come down, it's a jump ball,
those
man.
Those are the ones.
You know? God. And they've done it four times.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Well, again, Lions fans, it was a great season. And I think Lions fans can hold their head up high. They had a really good season. They got a lot to build on going into next year. Seattle's a tough place to play. Bears fans, I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
I got nothing for you at this.
I'll say one thing about Detroit fans, though. It's Detroit. You know, there's a couple people that, like, just ran it hard, man. Like, a couple of my buddies just like, dude, you know, it's the Lions. It's like cheering for the Cubs last year, you know? Like, even though they did win the World Series.
Yeah.
You know, you still got to expect, like, it's the Cubs, though. They're supposed to lose.
There's a good chance.
They find a way to lose every time. So I just don't understand, like, when the Lions do lose, like, you can't be mad, man. You should just be happy they got in the playoffs.
That's right. Be used to it at this point.
He'll be back